It's not that you're going to die if you don't do this. It's not that you're going to die if you don't go for your dreams, but you just won't ever live. You just won't ever become the person that you came here to be. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I am quite literally freaking out right now. I have a couple things, a couple reasons, which is always exciting. in a good way, you guys. So I just got back from the Growth Day event. If you guys did not see it, it is an event put on by Brennan Burchard. And he has an app called Growth Day that I teach into every single month. I do a keynote in there along with some of the most incredible human beings that I have ever met in my life. Ed Mylett speaks into there. Jamie Kern Lima has spoken into there. Trent Shelton, Anthony Trucks, Jenna Kutcher has a lot of things in there. You name it, any teacher that you can think of is probably in there. And not just that, but he has a lot of different coaches and teachers, a lot of whom I named, who actually speak every single week. Brennan also speaks into this app. And if you guys don't exactly know what the app is, it is an app where all of your personal development is in there. Like, all of it, whatever you could need, like your journal, your master classes of any sort that you want to look up, your daily fire that Brennan Burchard does, so a daily podcast, keynotes from people on different things every single month, like connecting, team management, time management, how to scale your business, like mind-blowing things all in this app that I use every single day to journal. So he also just had a live event. You guys, it was 2,000 people from all over the world. On day one, Ed Mylett spoke. Day two was Jamie Kern Lima and Anthony Trucks. Day three was Trent Shelton and myself. Day four was Brennan Burchard and our amazing friend Mel Abraham. You guys, I had a moment. I had about 15,000 moments while I was there going, how did I get here? And the reason that I wanted to come on and talk to you today is to tell you that when you wake up in a daydream, it doesn't always feel good. Now, it's not that I wasn't insanely grateful. And let me tell you that nobody could have traded anything for my discomfort that day, meaning no one could have given me. There wasn't a cost that you could put on my discomfort to take it away from me because I knew what was going to be on the other side of me feeling all of those feels. I mean, you can imagine what you feel like, right? I mean, Ed Mylett is arguably one of the best speakers in the world. Brennan Burchard is one of the best speakers, coaches, most incredible people in the motivation industry, authors, oh my God, you name it. And then I'm speaking? How? And so the self-work that you have to go through, and thank God that you do to get up to that point, I really believe opportunities won't come for you until you're ready for them. Because even if this happened 2 or 3 years ago, I don't know if I actually would have been equipped to handle the pressure that can come with sitting there for 3 days, watching everyone else speak before you do and not getting in your head. And it's not that I didn't get in my head, right? Because there was one day where I was like, I don't even know if I can handle this. Like, I feel like I can't eat. Like, yes, I'm enjoying the speakers and I'm getting so much value, but I'm like, freaking out, man. I want to deliver. I want to move people. I want them to feel like they are ready to go to their next level after they hear me speak. But you have to remove all of that. You have to remove all of that and say prayers and say, let me be the vehicle. God, let me be the vehicle to give these people exactly what they need. And sometimes it doesn't mean that you get to be your absolute best that day. And not that I don't feel like I did amazing. I feel like I did an incredible job. But what I want to share with you is in different moments, in different times in my life, in that you feel like you can always do better. But the thing is, I believe that you do exactly what you're meant to do, especially if you say a prayer before and asking to be the vessel and the channel, whatever you believe, you guys, if you pray to God, if you pray to the universe, whatever. But for me, it's God. And I pray and I say whatever you need me to do or say. So I take that as not I need to be perfect for this to be delivered. It's whatever you need me to do or say to create a breakthrough for them. Like, just use me and let me be fun. Let me be concise. Whatever you want to feel up there, that's what you're meant to feel, right? Whatever you want to feel up there. I heard the most beautiful quote, and it says, God gives all of us gifts, but our gift back to him is to use it. is to use it, right? Actually use those gifts. So just by you showing up and being willing to use them, I promise you it's going to turn out amazing. But here is the thing that I want to share. When you say those prayers to do that or be that, it doesn't mean you're not going to fall on your face. Because if I'm being honest, someone in the audience might need to see that you can still deliver a talk even after tripping up the stairs or after screwing something up or after forgetting your line and then recovering, right? People in the audience need to see these things and to be able to say, oh, you don't have to be perfect in order to do that. And so these are the thoughts that get me through. These are the things that I lean on so hard, and I just my absolute faith and knowing that whatever happens up there was meant to happen for someone to see to get the breakthrough that they needed. This is what you have to believe for your courses when you launch them. This is what you have to believe for your business. This is what you have to believe for your podcast when you're doing or saying anything, that even if you screw up, someone needed to see that so they know that they can be imperfect as well. Hey y'all, if you didn't know, Earn Your Happy is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. This is so exciting to me because I have been looking for a really good home for the show for, I can't even tell you, years, literally. And now I've finally been able to come together and collaborate with other people who have incredible shows, and I want to share them with you. One of the shows is Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. And you guys, if you don't know about the beginning of my career, I literally started with Brennan Bouchard's work. It's how I launched one of my very first online courses and membership sites, was because he gives so much advice that you can integrate and implement immediately. And that's what you're going to get on the show. Not just motivation, but you're going to learn exactly how to get your stuff out in the world. And not just that, but Brennan runs in the most incredible group of humans who are really doing the thing out in the world that you want to be doing. So go check it out. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I promise you, this is going to be one of those shows that no matter when you tune in, you're going to get value. Like, it's not one of those that you're like, God, I listened for 30 minutes and I didn't get what I wanted. Like, from the beginning, you're going to get something that changes your life or changes your business. So go check it out. Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I know you're going to love it. I'm obsessed. So I'll tell you that when you show up in a daydream, because this was an absolute daydream, this is bucket list, you guys. This is on my vision board with these names, with these exact people, that it wasn't like I showed up to this event and I was like, I'm ready, let's go. I have all the confidence in the world. No. I was in the fire for 3 days. I was saying prayers really, really hard. Like, let me stay out of my head. Let me just be a vehicle. God, please help me just to calm these nerves down. Okay, I have butterflies. Help them to fly in formation. Like, before I went out on stage, I did end up getting a kind of like beautiful calm. But let me tell you that I didn't speak until 3 p.m. on day 3. And that morning, the nerves got so intense that I literally laid on the bed and just started crying, because I was like, I feel like running right now. Like, my fight or flight, like my flight was like on so hard. It was like, run. Just don't like, there's the fire. Don't run toward it. Right. But I was like, this is how you become the person you came here to be. This is how your next evolution is going to be reached. This fire is the exact thing you need to burn away the old you, to prove to yourself that you can go to this next level and be this person who can connect and deliver in a powerful way to these people, even when you don't feel like you can. What I want you to see is that you need these moments in order to break through to the other side. You have to have these do or die moments, these fight or flight moments, these I don't think I'm going to be able to do it moments in order to break through. And if you're not creating these moments for yourself and putting yourself in line for these moments and putting yourself out there and saying yes and asking for these moments and praying for these moments and taking these moments when they come, even when you don't feel ready, you don't get to become the person that you came here to be. It's not that you're going to die if you don't do this. It's not that you're going to die if you don't go for your dreams, but you just won't ever live You just won't ever become the person that you came here to be. And that's something that literally came out of my mouth on stage, and I didn't even know where it came from. We know where it came from, right? When you ask to be the vessel, you get to become the vessel. You get to say things that you're like, wait a second, I don't know if I'm smart enough to come up with that. So thank you for allowing me to be the vessel today. I promise you, this is what happens. When you say yes, when you say yes and you do the prep work, right? And you ask for the support around you. And before this, you guys, it's not like I just went up there and told people, oh, I feel great. Like I texted probably 15 friends that morning and I said, pray for me. Pray for me that I feel calm. I can deliver the message. I can be the vessel. And pray for me that I'm extra funny. I am not even shitting you. That is what I said. And that is my relationship with God. We're funny. Sometimes I can swear in the same sentence as I'm praying, you guys. This is just how it works for me. And it works, right? Your relationship is personal with whatever it is that you're connecting to. But I believe that you have to connect to something higher. I believe that you have to believe that there is something bigger than you that is helping you through this life. Because we feel weak when we are relying on our own strength. That is a quote from A Course in Miracles. We feel weak when we are relying on our own strength. Rely on people, rely on God, rely on source, rely on energy, rely on something bigger than you to pull you through. And I'm telling you, there was a point where I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I actually feel like I'm going to throw up and cry at the same time, but I'm giving it up to you, God. Like, I'm doing this. I'm doing this because I trust you. You gave me these gifts. Now I'm going to use them as that gift back to you. So when you are in it, it's not going to feel like rainbows and sunshine. It feels scary. It feels like hell. It feels like you want to cry. And heaven is on the other side. So remember, if you're going through it right now, if you're in the middle of a tough relationship, if you're in the middle of a tough conversation, if you're in the middle of tough employees, if you're in the middle of a failed launch, if you're in the middle of before you launch, if this is pre-launch and you're just like, I don't know how this is going to work. I don't know if I can handle this. I just launched and no one's coming through. I'm trying to do this thing and nothing's happening. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. This is what it feels like. This is exactly the path. And nobody shows this part. Nobody shows this part. And I believe in you. You can do this. If this is on your heart, it is meant to be. Dreams and visions are your future memories. Dreams and visions are just future memories. If we can flash back, we can flash forward. Guys, I love you so much. If this helped you at all, text it to a friend right now who's in it. Share it on stories, share it with the link. It means the world to me. It's how podcasts get out there. And I just want you to know that your moment, your next level moment is here right now. It's here right now and it's waiting for you. It's waiting for you to either keep going. It's waiting for you to say yes. It's waiting for you to take the big leap. Do it today. Send the email, do the thing, set the date, put the money down. I believe in you. I love you. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye everyone. Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody gonna be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a
paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing, since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.
Hey, all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show, and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're going to love it.